Chapter 1. Birtwick Park. My first home was a large field with a pond in the middle of it. There were tall trees and there was a little stream. I lived in the field with my mother. When I was very young, I drank my mother's milk. But when I was older, I learned how to eat grass. My mother went to work every day. She pulled a carriage for our master. I stayed in the field with the other young horses. We all galloped round the field together. It was fun, but some of the other horses liked to kick and bite.
"Those horses have no manners. When they grow up, they will be cart horses," my mother told me. "When you grow up, you will be gentle and kind. You will never kick or bite. Your grandfather was a champion racehorse, and your grandmother was a good-tempered animal."
My mother's name was Duchess. She was a wise old horse, and she loved our master. When she saw him at the gate, she always trotted up to him and let him stroke her. Sometimes he gave her a carrot. Sometimes he gave me some bread too. When I grew older, my woolly fur turned into a fine shiny coat. I was a handsome horse, with one white foot and a white star on my forehead. When I was 4 years old, a man called Squire Gordon came to the field with our master. He looked at my legs, my mouth and my eyes. Then I had to walk, trot and gallop for him.
"He's a fine horse. I would like to buy him," said Squire Gordon.
"I will break him in for you first," said our master. I knew what that meant.
He wanted to teach me how to pull a carriage and how to carry a rider on my back. I was used to wearing a halter, a simple sort of bridle, but I had never carried a rider before. First, my master gently put on a proper bridle. It had a metal bar called a bit. This went in my mouth. The reins were attached to the bit. I hated the bit at first, but I slowly got used to it. Next, my master placed a saddle on my back. He talked softly to me as he pulled up the straps. One morning, my master got on my back and rode me round the field. He did this every day until I was used to it. Next, he took me to the blacksmith in the village. The blacksmith nailed heavy metal shoes to my feet. It did not hurt. The shoes felt strange at first, but I knew that I needed them to protect my feet when I walked on the roads. Then I learnt to wear a harness. This was a bridle with blinkers. The blinkers only let me look straight ahead. The harness also had a heavy collar and a strap which went under my tail. I soon got used to all these new things. Then I began to work with my mother. One day, a groom came to take me to my new home with Squire Gordon.
"Good boy," said my master, and he patted me. "Be a good horse and always do your best."
And so I left my first home. It was a very sad day. Squire Gordon lived at Birtwick Park. His groom took me through a large iron gate, and we trotted along the road that led to the house. When we came to the stables, the groom jumped off my back and took off my saddle. He led me into a loose box, a stable in which the horse is not tied up, and took off my bridle. He gave me some oats to eat and some water to drink. He patted me kindly and went to do some work. I looked out of the stable door. I saw that Squire Gordon had many horses and carriages. In the loose box next to mine, there was a fat grey pony. He looked at me with interest. "Good morning," I said to him. "What is your name?"
"Merrylegs," he replied. "The children ride me, Miss Jessie and Miss Flora, and sometimes I pull Mrs. Gordon's small carriage. Are you going to live next door to me?"
"I think so," I said.
"Then I hope you have good manners. I don't like horses who bite," Merrylegs said.
A tall brown mare glared at me.
"I'm Ginger," she said in a nasty voice, "and you're in my box. They moved me to make room for you."
"I'm sorry," I said. "This is where the groom put me." Later, Ginger went out. Then Merrylegs told me about her. "Ginger bites people," he said. "Once she bit James, the stable boy, on the arm. Now the children are afraid to come to the stables. Perhaps they will come now you're here." "I don't understand why some horses bite people," I replied. "Ginger says that before she came here, her master was unkind to her. That's why she bites. But this is a lovely place. Squire Gordon never uses a whip, and James is very kind. So is John, the groom," Merrylegs said. The next morning, John brushed my coat and then put a saddle and bridle on me. He was a good rider, and I enjoyed galloping with him on my back. On our way home, we met Squire Gordon and his wife. John pulled on the reins, and I stopped next to them.
"How is our new horse, John?" asked the squire. "Did you have a good ride?"
"He's a fine horse, sir," said John. "He's fast, but he obeys the lightest touch on the reins. I think he was treated well before he came to us."
"Good," said the squire. "I will ride him tomorrow."
In the morning, the squire came to ride me. As we trotted along, I tried to do exactly what he wanted. When we came home, Mrs. Gordon was waiting at the door. "Do you like our new horse, dear?" she asked.
"I like him very much," he said. "What should we call him?"
"He's beautiful," his wife replied. "And he has a shiny black coat. I like the name Black Beauty."
"That's a good name. Let's call him Black Beauty," said the squire.
A few days later, Ginger and I pulled the squire's large carriage. I was worried about working with Ginger, but we trotted together very well. I was happy in my new home. I became good friends with little Merrylegs, but I missed my first home. There, I lived in a field. I loved to gallop around the field. Now I lived in a stable. When John rode me, I wanted to gallop all the time, but John was kind to me. He let me gallop a lot. On Sundays, when Squire Gordon and his wife stayed at home, we were put in a field next to the house. There we galloped about as much as we wanted. The grass was cool and soft, and the air smelled sweet. When we finished galloping, we stood together under a chestnut tree and talked about our lives.